The five candidates for vice president debated on TV 1 month before the general elections of October 22. The current cabinet chief, Agustín Rossi of the ruling alliance Unión por la Patria, and lawmaker Luis Petri of the conservative alliance Juntos por el Cambio, Together for Change, participated in the debate. Also, the leftist Nicolás del Caño, Peronist Florencio Randazzo and rightist Victoria Villarruel took part in the exchange that was broadcast by Network TN. They all talked about the role of the state, security, economy and human rights, among other issues. Rossi advocated for a model of growth with social inclusion, quote-unquote, and warned that the other path is one of hatred and downsizing. He also condemned the proposal of candidate Javier Milei to dollarize Argentina, which according to him would favor the installation of drug cartels in the country. Villarruel, Milei's running mate, reiterated his proposal to massively cut down the state. She also defended her closeness to former military officers convicted for crimes against humanity, including the late dictator Jorge Videla. She said she advocates for the rights of victims of leftist guerrilla attacks in the 1960s and 1970s. Petri, meanwhile, blamed the government for the 120% inflation and called for an end to Kirchnerism, which he described as a poverty-generating machine. Del Caño, meanwhile, promised to reduce the working day from 8 to 6 hours and assured that the left is the only political force that is not subjected to the International Monetary Fund. Randazzo defended the role of the state but also pointed out the urgency of solving inflation. Presidential candidates will debate in turn on October 1st in Santiago del Estero and October 8th in Buenos Aires. They are pro-government hopeful and Minister of Economy Sergio Massa, former Minister of Security Patricia Bullrich, Libertarian Milei, Córdoba Governor Juan Schiaretti and leftist Congresswoman Miriam Bregman, who will be present.